Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Grant Cardone's Be Obsessed or Be Average. Sophie, I have to ask, is this book as intense as everyone says?
Hey there, Sam. It's even more intense. This is a full-throttle manifesto that says balance is a trap, and the only alternative to being obsessed is being average. Cardone doesn't want to comfort you. He wants to shake you.
Right from the start, he tears down the idea that obsession is a disorder. He points out that every world-class athlete or industry titan is consumed by their mission. They don't take weekends off, and they don't have hobbies.
And then he flips the whole concept of average. He says average is not a safe harbor. It's a slow death. The average person is broke, and the average business fails. So the middle ground is actually the risky place.
That hit me. We're all raised to believe moderation is virtuous. But he's saying the middle is exactly where dreams go to die.
The fear that holds people back isn't failure. It's the fear of being too much. People worry about outgrowing their friends or seeming greedy, so they settle for enough. And he says enough is never enough.
So what's the antidote? Because this sounds like a pep talk, but I know you said there's a method.
Massive action. He says most people underestimate the amount of action needed by a factor of 10. If you think you need 10 phone calls, make 100. If one proposal seems good, send 10.
And that's not about being clever. It's about volume. He literally says you can't outsmart the market, but you can outwork it. That reminds me of the whole section on realism. He despises the word realistic. He sees it as a mask for cowardice.
Exactly. Realistic people look at past data and project it into the future. They assume whatever happened before will keep happening. The obsessed person ignores the odds and builds a new reality.
He shares stories of being broke and in debt. A realistic person would have quit. He doubled down. There was even a period where he lived in his car, but he showed up in his suit every day.
He calls that rehearsal, not fake it till you make it. You become the person you want to be before you have the results to prove it.
Then he goes after the security trap. People trade freedom for a paycheck and call it safety. He says true security doesn't come from a job. It comes from your ability to produce.
You become the asset. If you have the skill of obsession, you can create value in any economy. You don't need to be saved by a pension.
Now I have to ask about the enemies thing. He literally says you need enemies to succeed.
He does. Not to start fights, but because competition keeps you hungry. When someone doubts you or says you're crazy, that's fuel. If everyone approves, you're probably playing too small.
I actually love that. And then there's burning the boats. When an army lands and burns its ships, there's no retreat.
Only victory. He applies that directly to your life. Quit the job you hate and the relationship that's holding you back. Remove the safety net so you can't go back to average.
I'll push back on this for a minute. Isn't that reckless?
He would say the only thing more reckless is staying in a cage. The safety net gives you an excuse to fail. Without it, survival demands obsession.
He also spends a lot of time on branding. Being good isn't enough. You have to be known. He's totally unapologetic about self-promotion.
He says hiding your talent isn't humility. It's a disservice to people who need your help. You have to be loud and willing to be criticized.
And time. He sees time as the only non-renewable resource. He asks himself constantly, is this the highest and best use of my time right now?
If the answer is no, he stops immediately. No mindless scrolling, no small talk that goes nowhere.
Finally, the friends and family chapter. That's the one that gets people angry.
He says most of the people in your life love you, but want you to be safe. Their fear is contagious. You need to surround yourself with other obsessed people, not turkeys.
You can't fly like an eagle if you're surrounded by turkeys. That line is brutal, but unforgettable.
And the book closes with a call to action. List everything you've settled for, declare war on average, set goals that scare you, and tell everyone so you can't back down.
So this is not a gentle self-help book. It's a sledgehammer.
It's designed to shatter the illusion that you can have greatness without paying the price. He's very clear about what it costs,
The takeaway for me is that average is the actual risk. We think obsession is dangerous, but regret is even more dangerous. Why not bet on yourself?
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. You'll find over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. The price is $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the real choice is simple. You can be average or you can be obsessed. There's no third option. We'll see you in the next one.